Today, you will practice your reading fluency by listening to and reading Wasp in the House. Fluency is how smoothly you can read. The more words you know and the more practice you have reading, the smoother your readings get. Again, we check fluency by timing you to see if you're able to read more words than you could before within a certain time. Today, I'm going to first read this selection, Wasp in the House, and you'll listen and follow along. This way, you can hear all of the words and the names one time. You should follow with your finger. That way, you don't lose your place. Wasp in the house. Wasp in the house. Oh, no! Wasp in the house, Susan's little brother shouted. He ran from room to room and yelled as loudly as he could. Wasp in the house! He was afraid of wasps. He did this every time he saw one. He could never tell the difference between a wasp and a bee. Come on, Susan said. That's not a wasp. It's a friendly little bee. But her brother didn't listen. Wasp in the house! He shouted. Susan went to look. The bee was in the kitchen. It was at the sink. Maybe it wants a drink, she said. Maybe it wants to wash its hands, her little brother said. The bee flew to the window and buzzed. It just wants to get out, Susan said to her brother. I am going to save it. Susan got a jar. She put it over the bee, and then she put some paper under the jar. The bee was trapped. She carried it outside. I give you your freedom, bee, she said. When she took away the paper, the bee flew away. Now you will have a chance to read this selection. Again, use your iPod to time yourself, and if you need help finding that stopwatch on your iPod, ask a classmate or come and ask your teacher. When you get ready, you're going to tap start on the stopwatch and then read the whole selection. When you're finished, press stop. Write down your time at the top of the paper. Then, try it again. See if practicing it more than one time can help your time on the stopwatch get better. Make sure that you press reset on your stopwatch and read the selection again. This time, write down your new time. Again, you can practice answering the questions that come after the story. Just don't write the answers. That way, next time you take out this piece of paper, you can practice those questions again. Keep the paper in your catch-up folder, and we'll see how you do next time. Good work today, and remember, good reading takes practice.